Today, we are joined by Katie Simpson. Thanks for being here today, Katie.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's our absolute pleasure. Now, Katie is here today as a teaching artist and is going to talk to us about her career journey to getting to this role and where she's at today. So, Katie, can you tell us where are you a teaching artist? And I don't even know how to begin in asking what a teaching artist is.
I know it's a funny.
What kind of art do you teach?
It's a funny question, and it's a pretty broad job description.
Yeah.
I teach in a bunch of different places right now, public schools that don't have as much art programming as they need. So people like me, I'm with a couple of different groups of people, and I guess arts organizations that brings teachers who are specifically like experts in different kinds of the arts. And I know it's the arts, so it's broad. So I'm doing visual art, which is drawing, painting, printmaking, okay. That type of stuff. Mostly drawing and painting. Collage, book arts, like all kinds of just fine art stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I work with people who also do drama and music, different kinds of music. So I will go into different kinds of schools. By different kinds, I guess it's mostly public schools, but like after school programs as well as during the day, depending on which organization I'm working with. And I mix it all together. So I like do those things each day. Maybe I work for different organizations during one day.
Right.
So
are you a part of a larger organization? Are you your own? Okay. So
I am. I work for the Arts Council of Santa Cruz.
Okay.
And I work with their Mariposa Arts After School program.
Uh-huh.
And I also work with their Spectra program, which is Mariposa Arts is after school and Spectra is during the day, generally. There's also some other stuff. Like it's hard because it's just kind of putting teachers where arts are needed. I also work for Montalvo Art Center, which is in Saratoga, and I work in public schools through them, too. So one example of that is I just started yesterday at a school in San Jose called Vinci Park Elementary School.
Okay.
And I taught first and third graders weaving, and I'm going to do that later again this week. But I also work after school in Santa Cruz County teaching arts.
See, so, all over.
All over. It's really fun. It's super fun.
Do the schools reach out to you, or do you go seek out these people that need programs?
It depends on the organization.
Uh-huh.
And kind of like the time of year. It depends on like Montalvo Arts and some of the Arts Council stuff. The schools will reach out to them and ask for where certain grades or certain kinds of arts are needed. It just really depends.
Okay. And how do you, what's your background? How did you get into this? Where were you right before this and before that and so on?
Well, before I started getting into this job, I'm gonna do a funny order.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll tell you about this later. I had gone to school to teach art to adults and had some experience teaching art to kids, like situationally, and I'll tell you about that later on. Sometimes you find the jobs that you find. I've moved around a bit, depending on where you live or, you know, whatever thing is happening. You're like, okay, it's the summer. I need a job. I'm going to apply to things that sound fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a summer camp. Cool. I like kids. That's great. So I would do some of those things and then move to Santa Cruz. I'm originally from Santa Cruz. I moved back to Santa Cruz to be near my family and was like always wanting to work in public schools. And you just haven't had the situation where I've been able to study that. Like I don't have a teaching credential. So I was like, oh, I want to do this. I want to try this job. I had actually studied it before at a museum, like gone to a summer class for teaching artists a while back.
The class was at the museum?
At a museum, yeah.
Wow,
In Oregon.
Oh, my
like
gosh.
Like a while ago, before I went to grad school, I was like interested already in this type
yeah.
of job where you go into a school already and you go into a classroom that already exists and the dynamic is there. And you go in as, you know, an artist who has specific skills. And then, you know, you bring all the things in with you and teach people how to do things. It's super fun. It's like
yeah.
something that I've always wanted to do. So I came back to Santa Cruz and then just started going to talks and kind of just networking, like meeting people, figuring out who I should talk to, emailing people, and also sometimes calling them. I think that's like the main thing is you just, if you feel like you want something, you kind of have to figure out how to get it.
You got to be proactive. Right?
Exactly. Proactive.
Yeah.
And people do not mind if you email and call them. They like actually enjoy that you're interested in what they're doing, which before I'm like sort of a shy person.
Uh-huh.
So before I didn't really think that was cool to do, but it's totally cool. People love it. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm affecting you in a positive way. Great. And then you can have all kinds of conversations with all kinds of people if you just reach out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of how I got where I got. I applied to be a sub, and then I applied for, you know, a couple of other things, summer school, and then I applied for the after school program, and then I applied for some other things and went to some trainings and met people and just talked, because I love teaching and I love art so much that just talking about it is helpful. People are like, oh, you really do love it. Because if you, you know, you clearly like something, people, they can tell.
Yeah, people will appreciate that you have a passion for something, yeah. And when it's visible, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I've studied a lot, and I'm like really interested in different things. I think it's fun to talk about ideas too. Uh-huh. So I think just the more people that I've talked to, the better, the more I've gotten into this job. Uh-huh. So.